This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. It is 12:04 on the 25th of April. I'm in the studio today with
Arvind Abraj
and Jeff Thundu.
A terrible twosome. It's always a terrible twosome joining me in the studio today. Our topic of discussion today is all about the World Health Organization have issued new strict guidelines regarding screen time for kids. It's not a topic that's new to us. It's something we've discussed before. Our question is, how much should parents resort to videos and online games to entertain, educate, or simply distract their young children? The guidelines are, they go for children in their first year should never have any screen time. Those aged 2 to 4, they are saying, should spend no more than an hour a day in front of the screen. In scientific terms, that's great. But in real-term parenting terms, maybe not so exacting is something that we're going to look at. And we're going to ask you guys, you know, how much do you think is too much? We've spoken about it before, but let us know. Give us some feedback. Real world policies, is it possible? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, and Instagram at BFM Radio. Jeff will be taking the lead on that in just a sec. Then, story number two, has social media done more good or bad for you? We'll be talking about that because Sri Lanka have taken the drastic step of deciding to ban all social media whilst an investigation is pending regarding the terrorist attack over there over the weekend. And then, story number three, Vine finally bites back.
Mm-hmm.
Vine,
yeah.
The
6 second Vine.
My word. Yeah.
Isn't TikTok like the new thing now?
Apparently, yeah, it's a very different thing. This
so they're actually going to compete with TikTok.
Yeah, I've not tried it, but you know, we'll get to that, I guess.
Mm. All right, let's kick off then. First ever, it's the first ever time that the World Health Organization have issued strict screen guidelines. Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, because yesterday we were asking people to get in touch with us to talk about digital well-being and, you know, how do you use and how do you sort of manage your usage of your phones. And that was more of like an adult kind of demographic that we're looking at, working adults. Like, how do you balance your work-life balance and just life in general when you have your phone constantly with you all the time? So, you know, like Frida talked about, you know, she plays Bejeweled as a way to de-stress herself. And you know, I talked about watching The Office US clips on YouTube, and I know a lot of people commented on Twitter saying the same thing. You know, they would watch memes or cat videos and stuff on YouTube to de-stress themselves. But that is the adult way that, you know, we have that sense of knowledge to know it's a little bit too much, so we got to turn off the phones, and you know, we have these apps built into it. But for kids, it's a very different story. So for the first time, like you mentioned, Rich, the World Health Organization, they issued strict new guidelines yesterday on one of the most anxiety-producing issues of the 21st century family life, is how much should parents resort to videos and online games to entertain, educate, or simply to distract their young children. So the answer, according to WHO, is never for children in their first year of life and rarely in their second. So those aged 2 to 4, the International Health Agency said they should spend no more than an hour a day in front of a screen. Now, if you would allow me, Rich, I'm going to like sort of break it down even more, because the guideline is not just on screen time, but it's also what they should be doing besides just, you know, not using the screen, right? The report focuses on passive viewing. So youngsters being placed in front of a TV, computer screens, or handed a tablet or mobile phone as entertainment. This is all kind of related into it. So the guidelines for babies, number one, be physically active several times a day, including at least 30 minutes of tummy time. This means lying on their front. No sedentary screen time. That means completely no interaction with iPads and tablets and, you know, laptops and TV as well. 14 to 17 hours sleep a day, including naps for newborns, and we reduce that to 12 to 16 by 4 to 11 months. And then they should not be restrained, so they shouldn't be strapped on a recliner or a seat or a sling for more than an hour at a time. And then for 1 to 2 years old, at least 3 hours of physical activity a day. No sedentary screen time for 1 year olds, and less than an hour for 2 year olds, and 11 to 14 hours of sleep a day, including naps, and should not be restrained for more than an hour at a time or sit for extended periods of time. Now, this sitting is a big deal as well, because, you know, you put your kid on the sofa, you turn on, you know, Peppa Pig and, you know, all these kinds of cartoons that they have, and they glue at it. Like it's you know, it's their endorphin, right? What we get with Instagram and Facebook, that is their endorphin. And they sit down for hours, and that's not good. And then for 3 to 4 years old, at least 3 hours of physical activity a day, including at least one of it a moderate or vigorous intensity, up to an hour of sedentary screen time. The less is better. 10 to 13 hours of sleep a day, and it may include a nap, and also should not be restrained for more than an hour at a time or sitting for extended periods of time. And it really does, you know, kind of scare you when you look at how many children these days have been spoiled by their parents who, you know, we go into restaurants, right? And, you know, the baby starts crying and it's being grumpy because of whatever reasons, right? Could be hungry, could be the weather, the haze is really bad today. It could be all kinds of factor that causes this kid to be, you know, loud in a, mm-hmm. in a public space. And parents do get aware and they get self-conscious and they go like, oh boy, like, you know, my kid is causing, you know, a lot of people to sort of look at my table and I'm feeling a little bit anxious. What do they do? They take out the phones or the iPad and they feed them with this, and immediately the kid is silent, right? Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating to see, like, the World Health Organization has decided to take on, you know, and release guidelines for something like this, which is weird because it should be parenting 101. You don't need a guideline for something like this. But the science has, you know, shown that it is actually sort of determining the way the child has been brought up. Although there hasn't been a real scientific evidence in terms of the longevity, because kids that have been tested and surveyed at this young age haven't reached the age of maturity where they can sort of follow up, because this is a new thing. The iPads and iPhones and stuff, it's about, what, 5 to 6 years ago where we started having this kind of phenomenon where everyone's glued to it. So it needs some time. But according to the WHO Director General, and I'm not going to pronounce his name because it is a mouthful, achieving health for all means, doing what is best for health right from the beginning of people's lives. Early childhood is a period of rapid development and a time when family lifestyle patterns can be adapted to boost health gains. Now, the guidelines, like those for of other public health groups, have weighed such issues in recent years, also to seek to provide clear rules for the messy realities of parenting, when, you know, fussy baby is, you know, crying away, and then you sort of give it a video, or even just, you know, using Skype or FaceTime or video WhatsApp call to speak to grandparents who may not be in the same city or the same country, right? So you use that way to connect to them. The author of Screen Time Guidelines for the American Academy of Pediatrics in 2016 said that Silicon Valley, which over the past year has introduced a number of tools to help parents limit children's screen time, could go further by improving those tools and designing services in a way that is less likely to encourage heavy use by children. One feature that discourages breaks, such as YouTube's default autoplay feature, are a frequent source of complaints among consumer advocates who say technology companies are encouraging compulsive behavior by children who lack the self-adult control. I may
lack
not have
self-restraint.
I may not have this so-called adult self-control, because this YouTube autoplay feature is taking over my life. I go from one video to a million in a space of the 27 hours in a day. You're right? So
a couple of things, you know, I want to pick up on. First, YouTube have come out openly and said that their platform is technically not suitable for kids under the age of 13, right?
Yes.
Yet, the most popular YouTube channel is of a 6 or 7 year old kid opening his toys and playing with his toys.
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost,
unboxing,
you know,
his toys.
Practice what you preach, YouTube. That's number one thing. And then there's that thing about it. it's okay to say to parents, you shouldn't be doing this, you can't do this, and you should be following these guidelines. And it creates that conflict. And this is, you know, there's this woman, Jenny Riedeschi. She's from the University of Michigan, and she is the author of Screen Time Guidelines for the American Academy of Pediatrics. And she said, the more guidelines we give, it just seems like there's going to be more of a mismatch between what the experts say and what it feels like to be a parent in the real world every day. That's what we started off the show with. None of us in this room are parents. That we're aware of,
but
you know, it's
when you were growing up. I'm sure. You know, we all had TVs when we were growing up.
Exactly.
We didn't have digital devices.
Exactly.
But we had. You know, I grew up with, you know, cartoons like Transformers, and even before that, Thundercats and stuff, right? And I'm a fan of it.
Yeah.
Batman, the cartoon series. I'm addicted to. I was addicted to those things. I still am addicted to those things.
Me too. But our parents, for the most part, and our family members and whatever, would to a degree limit the amount of time that we would have on the TV. Yeah. And for me anyway, I'm speaking just on a personal basis, my parents would be like, get outside, you know, go and do something outside, get away from the square box in the corner, you'll end up with square eyes.
Yeah, go and break a leg out of the field instead of sitting down and eating your chips.
Yeah, but also back then, you couldn't binge or, you know, consume this content even if you wanted to. There's no way for you to access, like you said, like Transformers or Thundercats outside the Transformers or Thundercats slot. If it's 7 to 7:30 in the night, that's the only half an hour you get every day or once a week or whatever.
I had a VHS tape.
So you record and you...
I don't know if it was recorded or from the TV itself, but it was bought, I think, from, you know, like one of the VHS stores.
Yeah.
And it was only, I think, like 3 episodes in that VHS.
1.5 hours.
But I watched it like a billion times.
Yeah.
One episode.
Yeah. When did you guys get your first handphone? At what age?
Oh, I was quite young.
I was 22. 22, yeah.
I was probably 13 or 14.
My
first phone was when I was 13 or 14 years old.
3310.
No, it was actually the Motorola StarTAC V.
Yeah, see, I got the 3310.
Fancy.
When I was 13. And since we're talking about guidelines, it was because the school didn't allow handphones that I had time with my other friends and to get involved with other things at school and just to focus on things outside of my phone. I wish that I got my phone much later, maybe 16, 17, 18, or, you know, not in that block, because outside of school, once I had the phone, I started to message a lot and I started to use the phone quite a bit, and I avoided things like TV, and it took up a lot of time that I wish I could get back from that slot.
I use it as a social status. I was the cool kid.
Yeah.
Question.
It's cool having the StarTAC V.
Hang on. That phone that you received, was that given to you by your parents because they wanted you to have it, or did you badger your parents because
I badger
you wanted
them.
To be
I badger
like
them. Them. I badger. Okay. No, and I'm guilty about this thing like till this day, because it was peer pressure. Mm. Like, people at school had other phones, and then my dad got the phone, and I badgered him to give me the phone. He literally gave me his phone, and I hate that I did that. But I was 13, and there was a lot of peer pressure, and almost everyone in the class started having their phone, and I was like, you know, I also need something to, you know, to say that I had this phone. Yeah,
for sure.
And I wish I didn't. I wish I had it much later. And I'm also happy that the school didn't allow phones.
Mm. And that's the thing. There's been this report in the UK in the last week, actually, about how many of the teachers now are feeling immense pressure because parents are messaging their kids and are then messaging the teachers. They've managed to get the teachers' telephone numbers, and they're like, hey, why is my kid suffering? Why is my kid not doing this? You know, and this is something that these teachers shouldn't have to deal with. They should be dealing with those things at a parent-teacher evening, you know, not every day when the kids are, hey, teacher, can you just read my message from my mum? Who wants to do that?
You
don't want to be doing that. But to go back to what you were saying, Jeff, the idea of my family and my parents sticking me in a room for half an hour or an hour or whatever it was whilst they were cooking dinner or cooking lunch seemed to be an okay thing, as long as it was limited to that period. And then again, it's like, you go outside if you want to watch your cartoon or you want to watch your TV show, you know you've got to be back inside at 7:30. You know it's for half an hour. And then you're done. Your bedtime is at 9. No arguments, bed at 9 o'clock. So you have that hard limit.
Yeah.
You know, so parents back then knew that whether or not it's a phone or any kind of screen was some kind of warning sign to them. Mm. And I think sometimes it's just smart to listen to what they've got to say.
Yeah. I always look forward to the 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m. on my weekdays in my primary school and high school days because that was the time when I was allowed to step out of the house and I would go and walk two blocks away to my friend's house and knocked on his grill vigorously until his mom comes out and I'm like, it's Kelvin in, like, can I go and, play with Kelvin and then,
I had a friend called Kelvin.
Oh. Kelvin, if you're listening to this and your Kelvin. Friends at the bottom, let's
discuss this off air.
But we have some really interesting comments, so please, get to us.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, folks. We've got some music coming up with Ben Folds and Rock in the Suburbs. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us via WhatsApp. We are discussing how much time is too much on screen time because the World Health Organization have released fairly strict guidelines about how much time kids should have on the screen. Also get us on Twitter and on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio and we'll come back more on that discussion. So don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance and music. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
If you're only just joining us, we're talking about screen time for kids. This is because the World Health officials are taking a hard line on screen time for kids, but will busy parents comply? How much should parents resort to videos and online games to entertain, educate, or simply distract their young children? The answer, according to the World Health Organization, is never for children in their first year of life and rarely in their second. Those aged between 2 and 4, the International Health Organization said, should spend no more than an hour a day in front of a screen. We asked you guys to feedback 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. We've had some tweets, we've had some WhatsApps. Over to WhatsApp, Jeff.
Yeah, so Benji sent in a message saying, those people doing the research, do they live in the real world? All these suggestions, they sound really good, but they aren't realistic for a middle class family. These so-called experts been doing this Big Brother I Know Better since forever. He says, I remember moms saying, don't play GTA or Grand Theft Auto because you'll become a criminal. So, does playing FIFA make me the next Lionel Messi?
No. As Jeff can testify.
Oh, low blow. Moving on, we've got another WhatsApp message from, I think it's from Elijah, says, when I was growing up, if there was anything urgent, people would just call our house phone or drop by the house. And if friends wanted to hang out, they would usually come over to my house and call out my name. And that's what we did to Kelvin. And apologies for name dropping Kelvin. he continued on with saying, like, we only had 3 national TV channels, no internet, and all the Marvel characters were still only found in comic books. Hashtag much simpler times, hashtag the good old days, hashtag we didn't have mobile phones back then. But is mobile phones really the problem here? You want to go on to Instagram?
I've got one over on Instagram from Gary Wong, who's just said, get a life, take them to Gassing Hills or go a day without screens.
But how many parents actually go to Gassing Hills even before they had like kids and stuff, right?
This is true.
Moving on WhatsApp, we've got more. Young Han Tan says, we noticed our daughter's behavior, currently 5 years old, and ability to self-regulate her emotions deteriorate with screen time. She will throw more tantrums more easily at the smallest things, and if we go cold turkey with screen time for a few days, the behavior drastically improves. Unfortunately, it's not possible to go cold turkey all the time. Mm. Very interesting that, you see a change in your kids' behavior when you reduce the screen time, and then you notice that after maybe a few days or so that their behavior starts to change. And, and it's like a proper addiction here. And I guess, that's where that's why WHO has decided to come on board and issue these guidelines. But again, it goes down to, like, can we really apply this into the real world?
But I've been saying this for the longest time. It is an addiction. You know, it's not just a joke where people say, "Oh, she's addicted."
Not
to
just
her phone.
For kids, but adults too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's an addiction for adults too. We've got another message from 6510. The ending number is 6510. He says, "Nice topics, guys. The topic is due to a generation change." And the technology change, obviously. If technology is good for advancement, then why is it unhealthy? I have 3 kids from 8 years old, 3 years old, and a 1-year-old baby. It all depends on how much the kids get addicted. Fact, those days we would obey to our parents, but these days kids don't. And that is the saddest part of the millennium kids. So we end up giving up what they want to make them happy. Now I limit from only about 30 to 45 minutes for iPad usage. A memory for that he wants to share: my sister, who watched TV very near, less than a meter during the 90s, started wearing spectacles at the age of 10. Well, you could wear spectacles because you read too much too. You know, it's just behavior of things. Too much of one thing, whatever that thing is not good. Too much of water can cause problems.
Yeah.
So the question is really, like, you know, the debate is like, is all screen time here equal? Like, on this YouTube, there's this kid who is unboxing his toys and he's making, you know, the most amount of money a YouTuber can make. Mm. Is that the same as, say, having your 3-year-old kid talk to your grandparents, talk to the grandparents that is in a different country? Is that considered same screen time? Mm. Because you're using your mobile phone to FaceTime, to video call for the, you know, 30 minutes? Or is, you know, how do you justify that screen time? This is good screen time, this is not so good screen time. Because there are YouTube videos for kids that are made, cartoons that are made for kids that is supposedly educational. Just go onto YouTube, educational children's video on YouTube.
I mean,
you would find lots of that.
I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, or, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, late 80s more often than not, when the teacher would roll in the TV with the VHS video, and we're like, okay, we're now going to watch a video.
Excited.
You'd be excited.
Yeah.
The whole room would be quiet. They'd turn off the lights. And it was a case of, well, it's relaxation time for the teacher because they don't have to necessarily teach.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it was like, it didn't matter what the video was. It was, we're watching TV.
Yeah.
In school.
In school, yeah.
And it was like, whoa. I think that mentality does not change.
Yeah, and I think it's finding that line. Yeah, you know, the WHO has came out and set these guidelines. Oh, you know, you can now give less than 1 hour to your kids below 5 years old. But be wise with that 1 hour that you do provide with your kids as well, right? Go out, literally go out more. I think, you know, yeah, granted, Malaysia does not have like the best outdoor parks
and
the best weather, especially today with the haze and stuff. But there are more things that we can do. Malls these days have so many fun activities that kids can actually do.
Yeah. Coming back to what one of our listeners said about regulating emotions just now. Have you seen how kids, I've seen this a few times, even with my cousins, younger cousins and stuff, how they sort of post their social media updates when they've gone through like an event or they're excited about something? Completely flat-faced, like no emotion, no reaction. Yeah. But the Insta stories or the updates that they send is like full of like exclamation marks. Yay, super excited, you know, couldn't wait for more, blah, blah. But zero physical reactions in real life.
Because they live in the virtual world.
Yeah.
I stumbled across a kid that I think is about 7 or 8 years old when I was in the US. And it blew my mind because I was obstructing this kid's pathway to sit down on a bench. Mm. And I was, you know, standing and I'm like 6'2" and the kid is like, I don't know, short, right?
Short.
It's like below my knee height. Mm. And I completely didn't see him. And I was talking to my friends really loudly and I could hear this kid actually looking up at me, having eye contact with me and saying, "Excuse me, sir." And then he said it again after a while, "Excuse me, sir." And then I looked down and it's like, "Hey, buddy, what's up? Could you mind if you could just move aside because I want to have a seat on the bench?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then I moved and he's like, "Thank you, sir." Mm. And he was like 6 or 7 years old. I immediately looked back at my friends, and my friends were equally blown away. And I'm like, who is this kid? Because that is manners that I would love to have. And, you know, even now, and I'm like 33, 34, I just gave away my age. But yeah, even now, I would love to have people have that kind of sense of mannerism.
Excuse me, Jeff, but we have to take a short break. Anyway, you're saying it's the haze outside. I'm not so sure it's haze. I think it's steam from everybody who hasn't been able to shower over the last few days here in Malaysia, thanks to the water cuts, and now everybody's running out frantically and showering. We have to take a short break. We've got music coming up from Jimi Hendrix with Little Wing. But this topic, no doubt, will be discussed throughout the rest of the show. But we do have a slightly related topic coming up next, and it's related to social media and how Sri Lanka's ban on social media forces a bit of a question that nobody wants to ask is, you know, what if global media network is impossible, and has social media done more good or more bad for you in particular? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Another debate, ladies and gents. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Short break here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.